Columbus Day. Exploring the rich history and cultural celebrations. Welcome, dear readers, to this captivating journey into the rich history and cultural celebrations surrounding Columbus Day. Get ready to embark on a wild ride filled with controversies, historical revelations, global festivities, and critical perspectives. In this content, we'll talk about Columbus Day, exploring the rich history and cultural celebrations. You can never cross the ocean unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. Following the light of the sun, we left the old world. Life has more imagination than we carry in our dreams. Christopher Columbus. What is Columbus Day? Now, before we dive deep into the subject matter, let's take a moment to ponder the significance of this day. Columbus Day, observed on the second Monday of October, commemorates the arrival of Christopher Columbus in the Americas in 1492. When is Columbus Day 2023? Columbus Day 2023 will fall on October 9th. This holiday commemorates the arrival of Christopher Columbus to the Americas on October 12, 1492. It has been celebrated for centuries, marked by parades, educational activities, and even the occasional day off from work or school. However, hold your horses, folks, because Columbus Day is not without its fair share of controversy. Some critics argue that celebrating this day overlooks the dark side of Columbus's legacy. Claims of indigenous genocide have been leveled against him, shedding light on the atrocities committed against Native American populations upon his arrival. Who would have thought that this historical figure, hailed as a hero for centuries, would come under re-evaluation? It turns out that the winds of change have blown, and many are questioning the glorification of Columbus. Efforts to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day, the same day, have gained momentum, aiming to acknowledge and honor the native cultures that existed long before Columbus set sail. The history of Christopher Columbus. Once upon a time, in a world without GPS or Google Maps, there was a fearless explorer named Christopher Columbus. Born in Genoa, Italy, in 1451, Columbus had a burning desire to sail the high seas and discover new lands. But let's not jump ahead just yet. First, let's delve into his early life and upbringing. As a child, Columbus was enthralled by the stories of Marco Polo and other adventurers who had traveled to far-off lands. He dreamt of becoming an explorer himself and set out to fulfill his destiny. However, his path to greatness wasn't easy. Columbus faced numerous setbacks, including the death of his father and the financial struggles of his family. Determined to pursue his dreams, Columbus educated himself by studying geography, navigation, and astronomy. He honed his skills as a sailor by working on merchant ships and absorbing valuable knowledge from experienced seafarers. Little did he know that these experiences would shape him into the legendary explorer we know today. Now, let's fast forward to the most exciting part, Columbus's famous voyages. In the late 15th century, the prevailing belief was that the Earth was flat as a pancake. Columbus, however, had a hunch that the Earth was round. He believed that by sailing west instead of east, he could reach the lucrative lands of the East Indies and, of course, fill his pockets with gold. In 1492, Columbus finally secured the funds needed to set sail. With a crew of 90 brave souls and three small ships, the Santa Maria, the Pinta, and the Niña, Columbus embarked on his first voyage across the vast Atlantic Ocean. It was a daring adventure filled with uncertainty and danger, but Columbus was determined to prove his theory right. After a grueling two-month journey, Columbus and his crew spotted land on October 12, 1492. They had arrived in what is now known as the Bahamas, and Columbus, being the modest person he was, believed he had discovered a new route to the East Indies. Little did he know that he had actually stumbled upon the vast expanse of the Americas. Columbus made a total of four voyages across the Atlantic, exploring various islands of the Caribbean, Central America, and South America. While his discoveries did change the course of history and led to the eventual colonization of the Americas, it's safe to say that Columbus wasn't the first to set foot on these lands. Now, let's talk about the impact of Columbus's voyages. His explorations paved the way for European colonization in the Americas, forever altering the course of history. They opened up new trade routes, brought forth cultural exchange, for better or worse, and led to the eventual establishment of European colonies throughout the continents. But let's not forget the negative side of the story. The devastating impacts on indigenous populations, the forced labor, and the displacement of communities. History is often a double-edged sword. Columbus Day. Who is really Christopher Columbus? Let's shift gears and delve into the captivating history of Christopher Columbus himself. Born in Genoa, Italy, Cristoforo Colombo led a fascinating life full of adventure and exploration. His voyages across the Atlantic Ocean opened up new horizons for European powers and forever changed the course of history. The impact of his discoveries was far-reaching, kicking off an age of exploration that shaped the world as we know it today. But wait, there's more. Let's travel around the globe and explore how Columbus Day is celebrated in different parts of the world. In the United States, the holiday takes on a grand scale, with parades, pageants, and a blend of Italian and American traditions. Meanwhile, Italy, the birthplace of Columbus, celebrates with great pride and honor. Latin American countries, deeply influenced by Spanish colonization, also embrace Columbus as a symbol of their shared heritage. And Spain, the nation that sponsored Columbus's journeys, pays homage to him as well. Ah, but every rose has its thorns, doesn't it? Columbus Day has faced criticism from various quarters. Critics point out the lack of indigenous representation in the celebrations, as well as the problematic nature of glorifying a historical figure with a controversial legacy. Calls for alternative celebrations that acknowledge the full complexity of history have become louder in recent times. Columbus Day celebrations around the world. Columbus Day finds itself in a head-to-head battle against Indigenous Peoples Day. This newer celebration aims to highlight the contributions, cultures, and struggles of Indigenous communities. The rise of Indigenous Peoples Day has sparked a spirited debate, with differing values and objectives at play. Public opinion finds itself divided, with passionate voices on both sides of the argument. As we said, in the United States, Columbus Day is a federal holiday celebrated on the second Monday of October. Some cities host parades, fireworks, and reenactments to commemorate Columbus's voyage. Others take the opportunity to protest and raise awareness about the atrocities faced by Native Americans in the aftermath of Columbus's arrival. It's a mixed bag of celebrations and reflections, to say the least. Heading across the pond to Italy, the birthplace of Christopher Columbus, Columbus Day is a more festive affair. Italian pride is on full display as parades fill the streets, music fills the air, and traditional Italian cuisine fills the stomachs of eager celebrators. So, grab your spaghetti and join the party. Now, let's hop over to Latin America, where Columbus Day is widely celebrated in countries like Colombia, Venezuela, and the Dominican Republic. The holiday is an opportunity to honor the Hispanic and Latinx heritage that thrives in these countries. Festivities include parades, street fairs, and concerts, all showcasing the vibrant cultures and histories of these nations. Finally, we arrive in Spain, the country that sponsored Columbus's voyages. While they don't officially celebrate Columbus Day, they do acknowledge their historical ties to the explorer. And there you have it, a whirlwind tour of Columbus Day celebrations around the world. From protests and reflections to parades and parties, it's a holiday that sparks both praise and criticism. Whether you choose to embrace the holiday or advocate for alternative celebrations, one thing is for sure, Columbus Day isn't just another day off work. It's a chance for us to reflect on history, honor indigenous cultures, and perhaps, redefine what it means to celebrate. The controversy surrounding Columbus Day. In recent years, this once revered day has been met with controversy and heated debates. People are questioning if we should continue celebrating a man who has been accused of committing genocide, among other not-so-great things. Let's take a closer look at the controversy surrounding Columbus Day and the arguments being made against it. One of the most significant claims against Columbus Day is the accusation of indigenous genocide. Many argue that Christopher Columbus was not the brave explorer history portrayed him to be, but rather a ruthless conqueror who brought devastation to the native populations of the Americas. It's no secret that Columbus and his crew brought diseases to the New World, resulting in the deaths of countless indigenous people. Critics argue that celebrating Columbus Day is essentially commemorating the destruction and suffering brought upon these communities. The growing reevaluation of Columbus as a historical figure. As if the claims of indigenous genocide weren't enough, there's also the growing reevaluation of Columbus as a historical figure. Historians and scholars have begun questioning the glorification of Columbus, shedding light on his motivations and actions that were far from admirable. Columbus was driven by a desire for wealth and power, and his treatment of indigenous people reflected this. He enslaved many of them, subjected them to harsh labor, and even initiated violent acts against them. It's no wonder that many people today are questioning whether he deserves the praise and celebration he has received for centuries. In response to these controversies, there have been efforts to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. The idea behind this movement is to shift the focus away from Columbus and instead honor the rich cultures and histories of the indigenous peoples who inhabited the Americas long before his arrival. Indigenous Peoples Day serves as a way to recognize their contributions, resilience, and the ongoing issues they face even today. Many cities and states have already made the switch, as a step towards acknowledging the true heritage of the Americas. With all this controversy brewing, it's no surprise that Columbus Day has become a topic of intense debate. Its celebration draws criticism for numerous reasons, including the lack of indigenous representation in the holiday itself. For many, it is a painful reminder of the erasure and marginalization of Native American and indigenous communities throughout history. Critics argue that continuing to celebrate Columbus Day perpetuates a false narrative of conquest and colonization, rather than acknowledging and respecting the rich diversity of the Americas. Calls for alternative celebrations have gained momentum in recent years. Instead of solely celebrating Columbus, proponents of change advocate for a more inclusive holiday that truly recognizes and honors the contributions of indigenous peoples. Indigenous Peoples Day offers a way to not only challenge the traditional narrative but also to promote education and awareness of the indigenous cultures that have shaped the Americas. By embracing this alternative, we can begin to move towards a future where the story of the Americas is told from diverse perspectives. In short, Columbus Day may have once been a celebration of exploration and discovery, but it now finds itself caught in a storm of controversy. The claims of indigenous genocide, the reevaluation of Columbus as a historical figure, and the rising support for Indigenous Peoples Day have all contributed to the questioning of this holiday's relevance. As society evolves, it is important to critically examine our traditions and ensure they align with our values. Only then can we move towards a more inclusive and respectful celebration of the diverse cultures and histories that make up our world. Critiques and criticisms of Columbus Day. Columbus Day, a celebration that has ignited some fiery debates and drawn the ire of many critics. Let's dive into the key points of contention surrounding this controversial holiday, shall we? First and foremost, one of the major critiques is the lack of indigenous representation in the holiday itself. Columbus's voyages and subsequent colonization had devastating consequences for the indigenous peoples of the Americas, yet their perspectives and experiences are often sidelined or completely ignored in the celebrations. It's almost as if their existence and contributions are deemed insignificant or inconvenient to the narrative. How thoughtful. Another bone of contention lies in the act of celebrating a historical figure with a rather questionable legacy. Yes, Christopher Columbus is credited with discovering America, even though millions of people were already living here. But let's not forget that his arrival initiated centuries of colonization, exploitation, and violence against native populations. Maybe idolizing an individual who brought so much suffering and pain to others doesn't sit quite right with some people. Just maybe. Now, here's where things get interesting. With growing awareness of the dark side of Columbus's legacy, there have been calls for alternative celebrations that focus on acknowledging and honoring the indigenous peoples who were here long before Columbus bumped into the Caribbean islands. The idea of replacing Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day has gained traction in recent years, with many cities and states making the switch. It's a way to shift the spotlight to the original inhabitants of the land and appreciate their diverse cultures and contributions. Revolutionary, right? But not everyone is on board with this change. Critics argue that renaming the holiday essentially erases Columbus from history and diminishes the significance of his accomplishments, questionable as they may be. They claim it's an attempt at rewriting history or political correctness gone wild. Public opinion on the matter is divided, as you'd expect. Some argue that Columbus Day is a cherished tradition and symbol of Italian-American heritage, while others view it as an outdated and offensive celebration. It's a polarizing topic that will continue to be debated for years to come. As the controversy rages on, it's clear that Columbus Day is more than just a day off from work or school. It's a symbol of a complex and troubled history, where the lines between hero and villain are blurred. The lack of indigenous representation, the celebration of a controversial figure, and the calls for alternative celebrations all contribute to the ongoing discussion around this holiday. Whether we stick with Columbus or embrace Indigenous Peoples Day, one thing is certain: history cannot be rewritten, but our understanding of it can and should evolve. Now that we've dissected the critiques and criticisms of Columbus Day, let's zoom out and take a look at the bigger picture. Comparing Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day might just shed some light on where we're heading as a society. Columbus Day versus Indigenous Peoples Day. As the controversies surrounding Columbus Day continue to simmer, a new contender has entered the ring, Indigenous Peoples Day. So, let's dive into this clash of holidays and see how it all unfolds. First up, we have the rise of Indigenous Peoples Day. This holiday has gained traction in recent years as a way to recognize and celebrate the cultures, histories, and contributions of Indigenous populations around the world. Many argue that it's finally time to shift the focus away from Christopher Columbus and instead honor the resilience and diversity of Indigenous peoples. When comparing Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day, it's clear that their values and objectives diverge. Columbus Day has long been associated with celebrating the achievements of Christopher Columbus and his discovery of the Americas. However, as our understanding of history evolves, so too does the perception of Columbus and his actions. On the other hand, Indigenous Peoples Day aims to acknowledge the injustices committed against Indigenous communities, promote awareness of their ongoing struggles, and foster reconciliation. Public opinion on this contentious issue varies greatly. Those who support Columbus Day argue that it is a time-honored tradition that celebrates the Italian-American heritage and serves as a reminder of the spirit of exploration. However, critics believe that Columbus's voyages were marred by violence, slavery, and the destruction of indigenous cultures, making it inappropriate to celebrate him. Admittedly, it's a heated debate that may never see a clear winner. The clash of values, objectives, and public opinion continues to shape the narrative surrounding this holiday. But in the end, the direction that society chooses to take will ultimately reflect our evolving understanding of history and our commitment to justice and inclusivity. And with that, we turn our attention to the conclusion of this exploration into the rich history and cultural celebrations of Columbus Day. It's been quite the journey, filled with controversy, celebration, and differing viewpoints. Whether you're a staunch supporter of Columbus or an advocate for Indigenous Peoples Day, one thing is certain. This conversation is far from over. So, let the discussions continue and may we strive to create a future where inclusivity, understanding, and respect for all cultures prevail. The bottom line. In this article, we discussed Columbus Day, exploring the rich history and cultural celebrations. The controversy surrounding Columbus Day has sparked intense debates and reevaluations of Christopher Columbus as a historical figure. Critics argue that the celebration of Columbus Day is insensitive to the claims of indigenous peoples, who suffered from genocide and oppression as a result of European colonization. The efforts to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day have gained momentum in recent years. Despite the controversy, it's crucial to acknowledge the history of Christopher Columbus and his voyages. Born in Genoa, Italy, Columbus embarked on multiple voyages in search of a westward route to Asia. His discoveries had a profound impact on world history, paving the way for European exploration and the eventual colonization of the Americas. Columbus Day is celebrated around the world, with different countries putting their unique spin on the festivities. In the United States, parades and cultural events commemorate Columbus's arrival in the New World. Italy, Columbus's country of birth, celebrates with festivals and exhibitions to honor their famous explorer. Latin American countries also join in the celebrations, emphasizing the cultural exchange between Europe and the Americas. Spain, as one of the colonizing nations, recognizes Columbus's achievements with various events and ceremonies. Critics of Columbus Day argue that the holiday lacks indigenous representation and glorifies a historical figure with a controversial legacy. They question the notion of celebrating someone responsible for the suffering and displacement of indigenous communities. Calls for alternative celebrations, such as Indigenous Peoples Day, aim to shift the narrative towards a more inclusive recognition of Native American history and culture. Indigenous Peoples Day has gained traction as a counter-celebration to Columbus Day. It seeks to honor the resilience and contributions of indigenous communities while raising awareness about their plight and ongoing struggles for justice. Public opinion on Columbus Day versus Indigenous Peoples Day varies, with some supporting the traditional holiday and others urging for a more informed and inclusive approach. In conclusion, the debate surrounding Columbus Day presents an opportunity to reevaluate the celebration and recognize the importance of indigenous voices in history. The controversy highlights our ongoing need to reassess historical figures and events, considering the impact they had on different communities. Whether you choose to celebrate Columbus Day or embrace Indigenous Peoples Day, it's essential to acknowledge and learn from the complexity of our shared history. Let's celebrate, learn, and grow together. Keep following us for more stories, trivia, travel guides, and to learn all, but everything, about our LCN app.